But the happy times didn't last. Colonel Parker was working Elvis too hard. With an overloaded schedule, Elvis never had time for acting lessons. Sometimes he didn't start learning his lines until he was in the car driving to the movie set. His movie schedule also prevented him from recording new music. There wasn't time to spend recording in a studio. And young people's tastes were changing. It was the 1960s. People were listening to Bob Dylan, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones. Folk singers were protesting the Vietnam War and racism. Then there was Elvis. He sang "Old MacDonald Had a Farm" in a terrible movie called Double Trouble. He seemed to belong to the past. Elvis's biggest fear was coming true. He was only 32 and no longer popular. Not the way he had been before. People didn't take him seriously. Elvis felt trapped and jealous. When the Beatles came to his house to meet him, at first Elvis barely looked up at the younger musicians. He pretended to keep watching TV. In the end, they did jam together on a couple of songs. Elvis grew more and more depressed. All the work made it hard for him to get much rest. Once again, Elvis got in the habit of taking pills to stay awake. Then, when he needed rest, he took other pills to go to sleep. Elvis started staying up all night and then sleeping through the days. All the drugs made him puffy, and he started to gain weight. Worst of all, he and Priscilla, the wife he loved so much, started to argue a lot. He needed something to inspire him. He needed a goal. He needed to make a comeback. Chapter 9. The Comeback. It was 1968. Elvis knew his career needed changes. He had to break away from Colonel Parker. That wouldn't be easy. His father still believed in Parker. Vernon wondered why Elvis was so upset. Elvis had it all. A mansion, private planes, a beautiful wife, and a baby girl. But Elvis was unhappy. He wanted to play concerts again. He wanted to hear screaming fans. He missed making good music. Forget the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. He was the king. It was time to remind everyone of that. The big comeback began on television. In 1968, NBC signed up Elvis to do a TV special. NBC hired a good director and writers to put together the program. Colonel Parker was barely involved. The show was going to remind everybody why they loved Elvis. He was going to be up on stage again, flashing that famous smile. He was going to sing with the same boldness as in his early days on TV. It would be classic Elvis. No songs like Old MacDonald. Elvis was ready. He exercised to get in shape. He grew long sideburns again. He had a tight black leather suit made for the show. And his old friend, Scotty Moore, from the Sun recording days, was going to play with him. There was a studio audience, so it would feel like a real concert. Then, right before the start of the show, Elvis got nervous. Really nervous. It had been so long since he had performed in front of anybody. Still, Elvis took the stage. He sang new songs and old songs. He played Hound Dog and That's All Right, Mama. He was happy and handsome and smooth and electric. He was great that night. The Elvis special was the most popular show of the season. But the comeback wasn't complete. Elvis needed to make new music. He wanted to compete with the Beatles. In January of 1969, Elvis went to a new producer. His name was Chips Moman. Chips wasn't like other people around Elvis. Chips didn't worry about upsetting the king. He said what he felt. When a recording wasn't good enough, he had a simple way of dealing with it. Chips would say, "Try it again, Elvis." And Elvis never argued. He wanted to make great music. Elvis never wrote his own songs. He had to choose what to sing. With Chips, he stayed away from light songs like the ones in his movies. Chips suggested a song called "In the Ghetto." It was about African-American children living in poor neighborhoods. Many of Elvis's friends told him not to make message songs. That wasn't Elvis's image. But Elvis trusted Chips, and "In the Ghetto" became a big hit. Another song was about a man and a woman breaking up. In "Suspicious Minds," there were horns and women singing backup, and a groovy electric guitar part. The song had slow parts and fast parts. Elvis floated through all of them. When "Suspicious Minds" came out in August 1969, it went straight up the charts. Elvis had his first number one hit in 7 years. But the comeback still wasn't complete. Elvis wanted to play concerts again. For this, he needed Colonel Parker's help. Parker made a deal for Elvis to appear for several weeks at a giant hotel in Las Vegas. Now Elvis could sing in front of fans, but he wouldn't have to travel all over the country to perform. Once again, right before his first show, Elvis got nervous. He paced around backstage. He worried that people would be disappointed. Boy, was he wrong. In just a few weeks, Elvis sold more than 100,000 tickets. In 1 year, Elvis had made a dramatic comeback. He was a star on television, radio, and stage again. Chapter 10, Downhill.